Emanatic.
First
of all, I'd like to just thank God for another day clean, that he got us all together in one place. I just want to share that I'm very excited, and I almost forgot he wanted me to read the speaker statement. Speaker. The NA member chosen to speak at a meeting needs to be someone who is working and living the NA program of recovery, which is the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. In areas where there is not an abundance of NA members with substantial clean time or experience with the 12 steps and 12 traditions, there's the possibility that a group inexperienced in Narcotics Anonymous may misunderstand NA traditions and invite speakers from outside the NA fellowship. There are several ways to avoid this situation. Our basic text, for instance, reminds us that NA members from other areas are willing to drive long distances to support new groups. The speaker helps fulfill the group's primary purpose, carrying a message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. When speaking at an NA meeting, we should be careful to deliver a clear message of recovery by identifying ourselves as addicts recovering from the disease of addiction. It is not necessary to dwell excessively on our active addiction or war stories, because we all know what it was like to use. We came to Narcotics Anonymous to stop using, and we are here to share our experience, strength, and hope of recovery. Again, my name is Casey. I'm an addict.
Hey, Casey.
I just want to thank God again, man. I'm trying to come up with a list, but for real, I just want to thank him for everything. Keep it real simple. I came down from the greater Paterson area, New Jersey. Like, I am so excited to be a part of Narcotics Anonymous. I have a topic, and I'm going to get to the topic. But I just want to share, like, today is Saturday. Yeah, tomorrow I celebrate 4 years. Right, so you know where I'm at. You know. I'm through the 90-day crazy, clean and crazy, you know, and I'm on that 24-hour watch me now type shit, you know. Yeah, because, you know, listen, it's like a birthday, you know, and I'm ready to celebrate. You know, my home group is Stepping Into Recovery, located in Paterson, New Jersey. We meet every Sunday night at 7 p.m. at St. Joe's Hospital in the Johnson Auditorium, and it's right next to the emergency room. In case anybody act out. I'm so grateful. I got a sponsor. I work the steps, and I'm familiar with some traditions. Like I said, I'm coming up on 4 years. If it sounds like I know what I'm talking about, we all going to keep coming up in here. Because what I learned to do, right, is just like I try to practice these spiritual principles in my life in all areas. I try, you know, and I'm so aware of that. You know, because if anybody's hard on somebody, it's me that's hard on me the hardest. You know, I'm real familiar with that. Doing something new today. Got a motel room, right, down the road, right? Look, here go the new piece. My wife is in it. Oh, maybe y'all missed that. Y'all missed that? Did y'all miss that? Talking about doing some new stuff today. Trying to break up out of that old behaviors and that old, you know, the old habits. Like, I am so grateful. Listen, that's only through Narcotics Anonymous. I not only got my wife in there, but I got my brand new, spanking brand new baby girl, 14 months. Talking about some new stuff, man. Some new stuff, because had it been up to me, left up to my own devices. Like my sponsor, listen, man, I love my sponsor. I really do believe, y'all know what I'm about to say, I got the best sponsor in the world. And if you don't think you got the best sponsor in the world, just keep coming. You know, you might want to tell them the truth. You know, I tell my sponsor the truth. you know, all the time. And that ain't hard to do because he's so loving and caring. Like, he's the only cat, for real, that I can say, don't judge me. And that took some trust. I had to build some trust with him. And you know how that really started? Like, I just went all out. I gave him everything. I gave him everything the first time, and I wanted to see what he was going to do with it. So I just wanted to share that. Like, I love him, man. He's more than just a friend. He's like a big brother. My sponsor was in a bad accident where he broke both his legs. Like 5,000 pounds of marble fell on his legs. Both of them. Crushed the leg, and one ankle was mangled. And he called me from the ambulance. Some new stuff. Right? Like, I could show up for Jokers today. I am so grateful. You know, my topic is when at the end of the road. You know, it'd be a motherfucker if we opened the basic text and it said the end. We'd be fucked up right now. You know. So I ain't going to start when at the end of the road. Start from the beginning, but I ain't going to go too far back. We'd be in this motherfucker all night. So what I'm familiar with, and pardon me if I curse a little bit, that's just what we do up in Patterson. We, you know, we curse our motherfucking ass off, man. That's what we do. You know, I'm going to keep coming. You know, I'm going to keep coming. You know, but I got in touch with some real serious stuff in Narcotics Anonymous, man, and I really had to learn my disease. Had to learn this one. It's powerful. The literature talks about how it's a violent disease. Violent. Motherfucking disease just take us, pick us up, and drop us off in different towns. We got a disease that say we ain't got a disease. No, no, you ain't a crackhead. Yes, I am. No, you ain't. Yes, I am. No, I ain't. We got a disease. Right? Our families. What's wrong with you? We got a disease that go, I don't know. The disease say that shit. I want to thank God for a God, right, that's greater than the disease. Let's keep it real. Because it ain't always about the disease. Like, God tell me some stuff, too. I ain't the joker to be running up in the meeting all the time talking about, well, the disease said, and the disease was talking to me last night. Well, what did God say? Because God had to say something. You in the meeting, motherfucker. You ain't used, God said something. Come share the hope. We suffer from a disease that makes us antisocial. Makes detection, diagnosis, and treatment difficult. And for a joker like me, damn near impossible. You know, I come by way of detox and rehabs. Anybody that walked in off the street, God bless you. Because it wasn't shit on the table when I came in this motherfucker. I came in here, I was beat. Thoroughly whooped. The last detox I did, they kicked me out of. That's how bad I was. I was one of them, you know-it-alls. I had a list of shit I wanted them to do for me. I'm so grateful. Look, check it out. I'm so grateful to that cat, right? Because today I carry a message in that detox. And the counselor who's there, right? I'm so grateful for him, right? I give him hugs when I go, and I say, thank you for manning up to me and kicking my ass back out. Know what he said to me? He said, maybe you ain't ready. And he called security. Yeah, you know, he called security. That was fucked up. That part was fucked up. But anyway. I was that crackhead weight. I wasn't going to beat nobody. But anyway. But that's, I'm just saying, right? That's the way I came in here. You know, I came in through that route. But it don't matter how we get here. You know, what I come to find out is like the keep coming back process keeps me open. It keeps me willing. And it keeps me honest, just honest enough to do something different today. Yeah. Like, I'm so grateful for the keep coming back process. Listen, if you new or you just coming back, I just want to welcome you to Narcotics Anonymous. Narcotics Anonymous do work, and we do recover. We do recover. Like, your setback was a setup for your comeback. So please, just keep coming. Like, you might not understand the literature. We got a literature in here. Listen, man, I'm one of them literature toting, literature quoting, sponsor suggestion taking, meeting making, chair folding type motherfucking members. That's just what I do. Like, you know, like, I'm new to this, but I'm true to this. Like, for real, y'all motherfuckers is building me up, and I love it. They said a loving, caring hug makes all the difference. Who would have thought? Huh? Take a joker like me from the back alleyways of G Street, North 4th, 4th Ward, all those places. You know, I thought I was somebody in those places. I didn't even see the disease for what it was and who it had made me become. Like, my lifestyle and, you know, the things that I did that had to get the next one. Hold up, eating out of dumpsters. Listen, I'm talking about coming down here from Pasadena, New Jersey to keep it real. To keep it real, man. Listen, I'm not kicking no dirt on myself, man. I'm like, I'm cleaning myself off today. Talking about eating out of dumpsters and sleeping with dudes, man. I don't know what you do. I don't know what your story is. Maybe after the meeting you can share it with me. Maybe you could tell me how you got here. But more importantly, share how you stay. Tell me what keep you here. Because check it out, for real for me, it's the same shit that ran me up in here that keep me up in here. For real. The same shit. You know, I use because of anything. I don't know what the fuck. I'll get a job, celebrate. Get high. Yeah. Lose a job, get high. Get in a relationship, get out. Get out of a relationship, get out. I'm just saying, like, I stay no matter what, man. I don't give up shit, man. I don't give up shit. Like, I believe that my life is worth living today. And my children, man, my children, my wonderful, beautiful children. Say, I don't care what you stay here for, but just stay. My sponsor got me in touch with, look, man, this ain't about you no more, Joker. You might think it is. You might think it's about you, but it really ain't about you no more, Casey. You clean. Matter of fact, he talked about 90 days, you as clean as you gonna get. When you gonna recover? When you gonna start recovering? When you gonna step up to the plate? When you gonna start doing some step work? You wanna know what insanity is? Been in a 12-step program and ain't working no steps. Leaving reservations to work only certain steps. Well, I'm gonna work 1, 2, and 3. But I ain't working 4. The fourth step was the most freeing step, man. That was the step that got me over. That's the step that took, man, look, it broke me down so that God could build me up. I got some shit in my fourth step, and I ain't sharing it with none of y'all. Trying to tell you some shit. Clear this motherfucking room. I'm telling you, right? But I'm talking about, right, how, like, I got with my sponsor, man, and he was like, KC, me too. Because I came in here with feeling, like, unique and shit. Because I came in with a job. I was a bum, but I came in with a job. Talking about a bum on the inside. Dereliction and degradation on the inside. They're not just outward appearances. Coming in feeling like low self-esteem and low, no self-worth. Told you, I gave you one secret. I slept with some guy. That's it. Then you get one fucking secret per meeting. Clear something up. I ain't gay either, motherfucker. That's my smiles and shit. I stole my anyway.
Clear that shit up quick.
Tell you, keep it real, man. Keep it real. You know, but how the program Narcotics Anonymous works in my life, and for real, is staying open and willing to do anything, the next right thing, willing to do that next extra thing. Because when I ran the streets, right, I ran hard. And I just want to clarify, listen, alcohol is a drug. If you ain't here before, it's a drug. It's a drug. I just had to say that, right? Let me share something, right? Because my sponsor said, listen, Katie, when you do something nice for people, don't go around sharing it. And I ain't sharing it because I think I'm a big eye. I don't do that. This cat, the other night, he came in to meet. And he wanted to go to the detox. And he asked me, you know, could you give me a ride to the detox after the meeting? I said, yeah, no problem. And he said, well, my only problem is alcohol. We don't care what your problem is. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck who your connections were. All we want to know is,
help somebody.
So I took this cat and I dropped him off up there, and I ain't tell nobody in my area. I didn't call up my boy, yeah, man, I just dropped the cat off. You know what I did? We don't do that shit in Narcotics. Only reason I'm sharing it now, because it's just sharing the hope and the light. Listen, man, if a motherfucking alcoholic come in Narcotics Anonymous, treat him like he one of us. Motherfucker's a potential addict and he don't even know it.
No, that's right.
He don't even know it. Anyway. Trapped off in self-righteousness and denial of my disease. Trapped off in believing like I was better than, because I told you I came in here with a job. I was doing all right for myself. It was hard to identify in the beginning. Hell, a lot of times I only said I was an addict because you said it. And I wasn't going to say it unless somebody else said it. Got in touch, like, with the disease, man, my sponsor, right, and started working some steps, got some steps in my life, man, and came to the fact to believe, man. Admitted my disease. Admitted who I was. For the first time, I made that admittance. For the first time, I accepted. I accepted myself exactly how I was. I am so grateful for Narcotics. And listen, man, I'm coming up tomorrow some clean time, so y'all just bear with me. Like, I'm fucking so overwhelmed right now. I am so overwhelmed. Like, my life has been... hold up. You want to know how good my life is right now? Right now? Before we get to the end of the road? You know what? Not right now. I got fired from my job. The same job I came in here with. I got rehired to that job 3 days later. And I resigned 4 days later. We do recover. Come to find out, if God's will is perfect, why am I fucking with it? If His will is perfect, why do I keep taking mines back? When I got fired, it should have been good enough. But it wasn't. I wanted to put my shit in it. Got my job back and find out I ain't even like it. Been on my job then in 8 years. God is good all the time.
Yes, sir.
I come from that era, man. Just always doing what I wanted to do. Never allowing God to do what he wanted to do. Listen, first of all, I'm in touch with, like, God don't need my permission. But because he's so merciful, he allows me. He allows me to take my will back any moment. Okay, Joker. I said go right, and you really want to go left? Go ahead. Like, I'm aware what's waiting for me, and yet I still want to go in that direction. I don't know about you, but I'm comfortable in familiar pain. It's hard for me to get out of familiar pain. Just want to read something from the literature, man. When at the end of the road, we find that we can no longer function as a human being, either with or without drugs, we all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? There seems to be this alternative. Jails, institutions of death, or find a new way to live. I'm in the process of finding a new way to live. I'm at the road. Listen, it talks about in the literature, they don't care. They don't care. We don't care if you're getting away from the disease or coming to recovery. Check that shit out. We don't care. Talking about I'm finding a new way to live. The further I get from my disease, the closer I get to recovery, in other words. I am so grateful. And I keep saying that, man. But I'm talking about when you come from, like, the dirty, grimy world where I come from, to be clean today and to be able to stand up here, man, and tell the honest to goodness truth about who I am and to get some identification with that, you'd be grateful too. My life is I came in here a bum. I'm not a bum today. I don't have a job, but I'm not a bum. Like, I got some people that love me. Like, I come to find out, like, happiness is a condition that I can choose to be in whenever I want to be in it. Like, I choose to be happy today no matter what. Regardless whether or not I have a job, or regardless of whether or not I have the right female under my arm, or regardless or not I'm driving the right car, or I live in the perfect house. Like, I come to find out I'm in a condition of happiness with or without. Talks about, y'all gotta forgive me, man. I get kind of emotional, man. Okay. And, you know, it is because it's hard for me to contain myself sometimes, man, because of the simple fact. Like, I ain't using drugs today. I ain't hurting nobody today. In the process of recovery, man, like, people are loving me today. People that I don't even want to love me today are loving me. Check it out. People love me even when I don't love myself. You know, because it's all right. It's good to sound good. It's good on the outside. But when you going to get rid of the representative? When the real you going to stand up? When you going to get to the meat and potatoes of what you really going through? You want exact nature help? Then share the exact nature pain. I got a life worth living today. You know, I don't know about you. I'm that crackhead for real, for real. I'm that crackhead that walked up and down G Street
And I said, I'm going to die this way. I pictured myself on the porch in a rocking chair with a crack stem. I pictured myself in the basement with the candle in the corner for the rest of my life. Talking about finding solutions today, man. Talking about getting to finding, listen, hold up. Talking about we have learned that if a solution isn't practical, it isn't spiritual. If a solution isn't practical, it isn't spiritual. I'm having a little financial difficulties. Obviously, I ain't got no fucking job. It would be practical for me to get another fucking job. Not to stand on the corner thinking I can sell drugs with them young boys. What's so spiritual about that? What's so spiritual about going to New York copping DVDs and go selling them for $5? Oh, I did it now. I did it. I'm just saying, I'm learning a new way to live. I'm finding a new way to live today. Finding out that shit ain't spiritual. And it sure as hell ain't spiritual selling them after the fucking meeting. Oh, I'm talking about me, goddamn. I'm talking about me. The shoes fit, wear them. But I'm talking about me. I'm talking about finding a new way to live today. I'm talking about at the end of the road, we face two choices. What you gonna do, baby boy? You gonna use or you gonna recover? And if you knew and you think I'm just talking about drugs, keep coming. Please keep coming. I like substitution. I like substitution. I ain't got no job, but I want to go shopping. Ain't nothing like a new pair of Timbs to make a brother feel good. That's that bullshit. Substitution. I love substitution. Check it out. All right, I'm going to get on it. One more secret. I love popping in the DVD when wifey ain't home. One is too many. And a thousand is never enough. But hold up now, wait a minute, right? Wait a minute, because the substitution still gonna leave me. Listen, I'm talking about when the euphoria wear off. I'm a grown ass man, I'm peeking out the window, making sure she ain't coming home, make sure she ain't turned around. I'm paranoid, turn the phone off, locking the door, click, 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 click. Using is using. Scratch offs, whatever it is. Like I'm at the end of the road with all that shit. But only through the power greater than myself, man. I cannot do this alone. I can't do it alone. Only God has the ability to remove these defects. Only God has them. God. I tried to remove them. I only wind up making it worse. I am so grateful for the program Narcotics Anonymous. KC, baby boy, just keep coming. Don't pick up a drug, no matter what. That's so, you know, that's the prevalence of my life. Right there, right there, right there. Whatever you do, don't smoke crack. Yeah, I like your nice car. It's a nice car, motherfucker. Show me how you stop smoking crack. That's a nice rear. Yeah, real nice gold chain. Yeah, your girl real fine. How you stop smoking crack? Share the real hope with me. Because I surrendered. Hold up, a complete. Huh? That's the only way we get this peace right here. A complete surrender. Came in here with reservations. Still got a couple. I still got a couple. Yeah, man, when I get that nice house, I'm going to build me a nice shed in the back. That's a motherfucking reservation. I shared it with my spouse. He said, Casey, you got reservations. Leaving motherfucking holes in my recovery. So I shared, right? I shared that with you, right? Especially with the newcomer, just let you know, you ain't alone. You ain't alone. Don't let nobody tell you you different, you inferior. Ain't nobody inferior or superior in this place, man. No fucking big eyes, little U's, whatever the fuck they say. Hey. This process has offered me a life worth living, and fuck that, I'm living it. Fuck that, I'm living it. Job or no job, I'm living it. Got me some motherfucking fish. They economical and they don't eat much. I watch them swim in the tank all motherfucking day. And that's my entertainment. That's my entertainment. But that shit can get addicted too. Because I started off with a 10 gallon, now I got a 30 gallon. I started out with 5 fish, now I got 50. One is too many, and 1,000 is never enough. Talk about my thing is substitution. Just trying to paint you a picture, like trying to get to the end of the road with this. You're going to have to stop me, baby girl, because fuck that. I'll keep going. All right. Shit. Fucking get me started. I ain't even get to the happy, joy, and free yet. I ain't even get there. Talking about spiritually refreshed and glad to be alive. Lost dreams awaken and new possibilities arise. With or without. With or without. Fucking end of the road, man. Talking about the end of the road. Listen, man, right? Talks about it. We do recover, right? Because we do recover is a nice hit. It's a nice hit. Addicts said it couldn't be done the way we doing it. Yeah. Addicts said it couldn't be done the way we doing it. My process of recovery, man, is so awesome that it includes, I'm talking about we're all interdependent. It includes the whole worldwide fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. I'll go anywhere to get this because I went anywhere to get that. I'll do anything to keep this because I did anything to keep that. I did anything. Told you I slept with dudes. I'll do anything. Because I was on top before. I realized ain't no telling where the fuck I wind up. I'm talking about, like, I'm learning how this process, man, is keeping me steadfast. I ain't going nowhere. I can say that. Never have we seen a person relapse who has thoroughly. Hold up. I can't find it. You find it later then. Hold on. No addict who has completely surrendered to this program has ever failed to find recovery. Go to the literature. I'll try to quote shit off the top of my mind. I'll tell you where the fuck I be coming from. That's why I read the literature. That's why I have my books with me. Better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. I ain't never walk into a crack house and ain't have matches. Always prepared. Always thankful in this process. I am always thankful. Coming down the highway, we pull over at a rest stop, me and my family. I got my little 6-year-old in there, my 12-year-old. And they want to play football. So So we get the football out. We start playing football, man, at the fucking rest stop. Tell me this ain't worth living. I'm talking about these kids, man, I turn my back on. Stole the gifts. Said I'll be right back. If you don't think this is worth living, just keep coming. Please, just give it a try. Some of us begged for our families back, and we got them. What you gonna do now, big boy? What you gonna do? In closing, I just want to read from this one thing, man. Just for the day. Today's April 8th. Happiness. We come to know happiness, joy, and freedom. Basic text, page 88. If someone stopped you on the street today and asked you, were you happy, what would you say? Well, gee, let's see. I have a place to live, food in the refrigerator, a job, my car is running. Well, yes, I guess I'm happy. You might respond. These are outward examples of things that many of us have traditionally associated with happiness. We often forget, however, that happiness is a choice. No one can make us happy. Happiness is what we find in our involvement with Narcotics Anonymous. The happiness we derive from a life focused on service to the addict who still suffers is great in need. When we place service to others ahead of our own desires, we find that we take the focus off ourselves. As a result, we live a more contented, harmonious life. In being of service to others, we find our own needs are more fulfilled. Happiness. What is it really? We could think of happiness as contentment and satisfaction. Both of these states of mind seem to come to us when we least strive for them. As we live just for the day, carrying a message to the addict that still suffers, we find contentment, happiness, and a deeply meaningful life. Just for the day, I am going to be happy. I will find happiness by being of service to others. I just want to take my hat off to you H&I type of dudes. Please, keep coming. God is good all the time. Thanks for letting me share.